Well, good morning. As we do in the 11 o'clock hour with a bulletin, we put information in and we followed basically the same outline. And today is the Old Testament reading, which we will find in Psalm 19. It's verses 1 through 14, which basically is, well, not basically, it is the whole chapter of Psalm 19. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. The heavens tell us of the glory of God. The skies display His marvelous craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make Him known. They speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is silent in the skies. Yet their message has gone out to all the earth, and their words to all of the world. The sun lives in the heavens where God placed it. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight to life. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to those who hear them. There is a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep me from deliberate sin. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. I love verse 14. We used to say it a lot in years past when we were beginning to speak the Word of God. And it says this: May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. You know, and if you notice in the beginning of the passage, the psalmist speaks of the perfect law of God in the way that it protects us and makes us wise and gives us great joy and light into our life. God's word is sweeter than honey, dripping from a honeycomb, warning us and giving us success to those who obey. Amen. Recognizing the power, the sweetness, and the beauty of God's word, however, brings us face to face with the darkness of sins lurking in our heart. Some that we are all too familiar with, and others that we have committed unknowingly. Yeah, we can commit sins unknowingly. Confession shines the bright light of God's forgiveness, though, into those dark corners of the heart, exposing them, cleansing them. This cleansing for forgiveness in turn brings freedom from guilt. Because once forgiven, we have no reason to feel guilty anymore. May God add His blessings to the reading and the hearing of Psalm 19 and a little Ralphieism commentary. Amen. Have a wonderful day.